apostolic maturing encounters have begun. And so I will not be just teaching you tonight. I will bring you in the presence of an apostolic maturing encounter. In other words, the book of Acts must come back to the church. We have not been walking in it as we should. There are certain things we need to know, and the Lord is ready to reveal those things to us. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
And so, not only taking an outline from what I say tonight, I won't only be mentioning from my outline, but as the Spirit unfolds things to us for our personal life, things that we can apply to our lives that will make it work like the Bible says it should work. So a lot of time we've been on the word for a long time. A lot of things don't want to act up, don't want to act right. Well, there's certain things you need to know. There's certain aspect of the spirit world that has not been touched in the church as it should have been touched, because the fivefold ministry gifts was not functioning as they should. So these sections will be apostolic maturing encounters that you can mature. In other words, whatever level you are now and whatever you can't get to obey you, we must step beyond that level. Okay, we've been praying, we've been studying, we've been meditating, been worshiping, we've been serving the Lord, haven't we? But there are certain levels it seems like we can't get to. And I know why. The Lord revealed to me why. That apostolic encounter, that apostolic mantle, it says in Acts 4:33, with great power did the apostle give, ministered of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ with great grace. So there's a greater power, there's a greater grace that you all may go to minister to the church. And so we've been around this mountain long enough. Are you ready to grow?
Yes.
And develop? Now, what can happen if you don't pay attention? You can get stuck on your supposed to be high level because you got a lot of scripture. So you can hear scripture, and instead of letting that scripture become a rhema, you let it become a memory. All right? All right. And then it'll hurt you because now you can't step into the levels of the Spirit the Lord wants you to step into. Memorize scriptures, quotes, verses we know, we love. That's all good within itself. But there's a growth, there's a prophetic growth, there's a divine functioning in the Spirit that we have to go to. So Father, we just ask you to help us tonight. This is the second time I brought forth this apostolic encounter to mature the church, not only this local church here in Darrow, Water Life Christian Center and its members, but around the world. People are linked in to this service. And as we train them in the apostolic, we trust the Holy Ghost to help us. And we thank you that problems will be solved, answers will be given, and life will move more smoother. No matter how many attacks, still move smooth. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Listen very carefully. Open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. I would like the people to give it to me in the Amplified Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. Listen very carefully what we're going to be dealing with. Praying in the Spirit, maturing in the mysteries of God. Praying in the Spirit, maturing in the mysteries of God. You will not function as you should function as a Christian unless hidden truth, secret, secrets, things that you cannot know in the natural, start being revealed to you. Things that God has not hidden from you, He has hidden them for you. But you have to be in full cooperation with Him to go to that level of knowing things that the natural man can't know, or the religious Christian can't know, or the theologians don't know. Only the Holy Ghost. I say what? Can unfold the mysteries of God. Write that down. Any mystery you have in your life, anything that is baffling you and you can't seem to get the gate open, can't seem to get the door open, the Holy Spirit will reveal certain things to you tonight that will help you to get that gate open supernaturally by the divine direction of God. Praying in the Spirit, now listen at it, maturing in the mysteries, plural, of God. Hidden truth, secrets, things that cannot be understood in English or in a regular conversation. It is a conversation between the Holy Spirit and your spirit. And so let's get ready to see these things. Now you notice 1 Corinthians 14:2, what it says in the King James Version. Read it. All right, now I want you to notice in the King James Version, hold it right there. In the King James Version, I want you to notice that word speaketh three times. Different aspect, different avenue. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue. And then it gives you what's happening in that type of speech. He speaketh not unto men. All right? But unto God. For no man understandeth him. Now, here's where you need to see this. Howbeit, in the spirit, he speaketh mystery. He speaketh what?
Mysteries.
Now write it down. Mysteries are hidden truth. Divine coded secrets. That while you are praying in the spirit, all of a sudden, God opened a new path, a new insight to you that will cause you to win that situation. Now, in Matthew, let's look at the Amplified in this before I go to Matthew. Let's look at the Amplified. For one who speak in an unknown tongue now, speaks not to men but to God, for no one understands or catches his meaning. They don't understand and they can't catch it. Man, we got to catch it. We have to understand, we have to catch the divine privileges, the divine promises, the divine power that God has made available to us, but it's in the spirit. It's not in a memorized scripture. It's not just in a decree and a confession. We must mature in revelation, mature in wisdom, mature in understanding. Supernatural wisdom, supernatural knowledge, supernatural understanding belong to us. And so we must grow up beyond just a little Bible teaching. Mantles and impartation and exaltation. We must know how to encourage ourselves when we're dealing with something. We must not need somebody else to encourage us. You must know how to set yourself down and encourage yourself about what God has said to you. When you get through, you listening? When you get through encourage yourself, then you ought to inquire from God how to handle this. Don't go inquire before you be encouraged. Because when you're not encouraged, you're not listening. You're afraid. You're in fear. You have uncertainty. But when you sit down and let God say to you, fear not, for I'm your God. And you listen to that. You listen to him. I'm with you. Be not dismayed. I'm your God. I got my hand on you. Then you get that courage. Then you inquire. No matter what defeat has taken place, no matter how the situation looks, you need to sit down and encourage yourself and then inquire. We'll talk about that later on, all right? But here in this verse, put this verse back up. For one who speaks in unknown tongue speaks not to men but to God, for no one understands or catches his meaning. Now, I want you to get that. Understand, see the mystery. There are some things God wants you to have, but you have to be able to understand and catch the meaning. Oh, my. Let the Holy Ghost help us tonight. Understand and catch it. Reach out and catch it. Catch it. Yeah, you got in the spirit, you can do that. You can catch a meaning that will reveal to you a step to take that Satan can't go there. The world system can't go there. It's just a divine mystery that God has opened up to you to step in as a cocoon to handle your situation. We know there's more of God. We know God won't do more in our lives. You have to be blind as a bat. If you have read any of the Bible, to know God is bigger than we've been having it. Oh, my goodness. Because in the Holy Spirit, here we go, he utters what? Write that down. Secret truth. Get ready for secret truth. Hidden truth to be revealed to you in every situation you dealing with. Secret truth and hidden thing. Not obvious to the understanding. The natural understanding. Lean not to your own understanding. There's another understanding. That the eyes of my understanding be enlightened. That's a deeper understanding. That's God's understanding. That's divine understanding. That's supernatural understanding. In the mysteries of God is supernatural understanding. In other words, something looked like a jigsaw puzzle. But when the Spirit reveal it, it's just a map. Now, I know somebody in here need to hear this tonight. Now, notice that secret truth, hidden things, or hidden secret. But let me make a statement. And you better hear it now. Maturing is not a position, or maturing is not a positioning. It is a continuous process. Yes, so you got to stay hungry. Yes, you got to know there's so much more than what you have now with your 92 scriptures. Yes, stay hungry, my friend. Yes, stay thirsty, my friend. Yes, blessed are the day will do thirst and hunger. After righteousness, they say, what? There'll be fear, right? There's a lot of things that God want to reveal to you to make your life smoother. See, life can be smooth on a rough road if you know how to drive. And then it's according to what kind of vehicle you're traveling in. You're in an old truck, you're probably going to be on both sides of the road. And then with the revelation, without revelation, you're riding in a truck. But the Lord won't change the shocks on your life. Satan can't do nothing about it. Satan can't do nothing about tonight. I'm sorry. He's fussing. He said, Lord, don't tell him no more about this. And he just, but it's too late. I'm out. My mouth is open and your ears are open. And we are going to recognize that God wants us to know something that we can know no other way than praying in the Spirit, connecting with the Holy Ghost, and letting the Holy Ghost show us something. Matthew chapter 13, verse 11 and 12 connects here. Matthew chapter 13, verse 11 and 12, they connect here. A gift has to be open. I can't hear you.
Yes,
and so this maturing we're talking about in the mysteries of God, praying in the Spirit, connect us with another world. Divine substance begin to flow through our spirit and our mind that fear cannot enter. I'm not scared no more. It's just not going to happen. I bind it in the name of Jesus. And see, now all these scriptures come alive to you because they come a reality to you because you're not on a natural stand, just standing there with scriptures in your hand. Now you're in the mysteries of God. Now God's showing you his secret. God, you know, God is a prophet and an apostle too. And a pastor too. God, all that. And so God see things before they happen. Now, Jesus said this in teaching about the seed, and he said something about the kingdom. He answered and said to them, because it's given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it's not given. What? He said, it's given to you to know the mystery. Huh?
Yes,
now, the word mystery and maturing goes together. The thing that God is about to show you, you cannot show it to immature Christians. Because they will use it wrong. See? Here's what he said. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitting in the seat of scorn, nor standing with sinners. His delight is in the law of the Lord. In that law that they meditate day and night. That man gonna mature, right?
Yes.
Then he said, he be like a tree. Yes. Planted by, nobody can stop him. Planted by the river of water. See, because the maturing shows you how to manifest fruit.
Yes,
write that down. In your life, when everything else is dried up, you shouldn't have a pattern life to what's going on around you. Nothing should stop you. Sickness, disease, economy, nothing should stop you because you're operating in a mystery system. But it's not a mystery to you. The kingdom of God has to be and is a kingdom of mystery. You cannot set the revelation of the kingdom out on a table and let everybody pick on it. But the Bible says the kingdom of God is within me. What happened when the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven shake hands? I know you thought it was the same one. No, the kingdom of God in you, the kingdom of heaven is where God is. Now, go back to Matthew 13, 11. I got to go to the 12 verse, and I want to take you to another scripture. Then I'm going to start giving you some maturing points. Some encounters with apostolic insight. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I feel somebody growing right now. Somebody developing to another stage because you prayed every prayer and push every button and pull every lever and you're still waiting. You need an insight. You need some illumination that is not natural. Oh, my goodness. Go back to the voice before that voice. Don't preach for me. He answered and said to them, because it's given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. To know the mystery, say it, know the mystery. So it is telling you that the kingdom of heaven is consist of what? I saw three of y'all. Mysteries. What a mystery mean? Unknown, hidden. You don't automatically know it. But to them it is not given. So why sinners live just like us? Why we go through the same thing sinners going through and don't act like we don't have an answer? We stand in the same line. Shouldn't be in. Next voice. Watch what it said. Next voice. For so whosoever has, watch what I say now. God say, I can't give it to you if you don't have it. If you do not have the enlightenment, even the excitement and the empowerment, that which I have for you, you can't have it. They're going to turn you against me. Because some of y'all are with me just because you want something. You're always asking for something. You don't never tell me you love me. You don't ever meet in prayer and say, God, I'm not going to ask for another day. I just come and tell you I love you. I want to praise you and worship you and thank you for being so good to me. You already have done so much for me. I'm not asking for another day. Follow Solomon's wisdom. Solomon had a chance to ask for, he asked for, God, give me understanding. Give me wisdom. God said, because you asked that, Solomon, now I'm going to give you that, but I'm going to give you everything else. I'm going to make you a rich man. I'm going to give you silver, gold. See this mystery. When Solomon asked for that wisdom, two women had babies. One overlaid her baby and killed the baby. And in the night, she sneaked and put that dead baby under the woman who had the live baby and stole the live baby and went back and laid down. So they brought it to Solomon. Watch this. Anybody know that story? Watch this. That wisdom was so sharp because Solomon said, give me a sword. And I'm going to divide this baby. Y'all can. He knew that mama was going to squeal. Because she loved her child. The other woman just stood there. Solomon said, take the woman. That's the baby right there. See, that's the kind of thing that you need to walk in to have that kind of wisdom to know how to shut the natural down. See, what he did, he shut the natural down. This woman was trying to hookwink him, but he went to another dimension on her, and God gave him wisdom of how to make her squeal. So, for whosoever has the maturity to walk in revealed mysteries, that's the one I got to give it to. But as long as you're a child, you cannot handle mature things from heaven. God says to me right now, he said, tell them I can't let them make me a magician. Yes, sir. I'm not working on magic. Yes. See, I deal with proper manifestation when the vessel is ready to handle the blessing. That's what that voice is saying. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. He shall have more. He shall have more. I should have more. Say it to somebody. I should have more. Tell somebody. Tell them. Look at me now. I should have more. I'm a child of God. Kingdom of God on the inside of me. I should have more. Tell them. Tell them I'm getting upset in here. I should have more. My life should be further than what it is. God dug it. I'm about to do something about it. All right. The Holy Spirit is a revealer. Not only is the Holy Spirit a revealer, listen, the Holy Spirit is a sealer. Once the Holy Spirit gives you something, nobody can take it from you. He reveal, give it, and seal it. He reveal, give it, and seal it. You don't never have to worry about losing. I don't worry about losing nothing. You don't have to worry about losing. How can you lose and you're connected? You ain't in the flow. The river's flowing. Just stay in the river. You won't stay wet. Stay in the river. You won't get dry. Listen to other people. Stay in the river. Say it. Stay in the river. That's where the blessing flowing. In the river. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's a revelation there for you. And he shall have more abundance, but whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away that he had. Now I'll get into some other scripture in a few minutes, but turn to 1 Corinthians. I'm going to make a statement. Chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. I'm going to make a statement about maturing, that you might function in the mysteries of God, that the Holy Spirit can take us into the mysteries of God, and that you'll never be baffled another day in your life. No matter what happened, no matter how confusing it seemed, the mystery will open up like the Red Sea to you. You know, the Red Sea was a mystery. That thing opened up. That boy just stretched that rod, that thing opened up. So I know some families say, wow. You know, you think you should have been 3 million people, and this man stretched a rod toward the Red Sea, and the Red Sea stood up like a wall. It's a mystery. But God was in it. And all it is you see, I'm ahead of myself. Oh, my goodness. I sure won't say it now, though. Oh, it's my first point. You got to listen to catch it now. And this is where the church been stuck. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Apostolically, I'm going to speak to you. The church have been stuck in the history of God. The history of Christ. The history of the Holy Spirit. The history of the wonder working power of God. They've been studying the history, and they never move into the mystery. Studying a historical Christ and still of a mystery Christ, or the mysteries of Christ. You got it? Now let me give you this first statement so you can get it down in the way you want to write it. It is time for you to move beyond just the history of God or the history of Christ, but to begin to walk in the mystery secret of the spirit realm. Walk in the mystery, the secret of the spirit realm. Now, it's only secret from them, from those who are going to trample on it. But the secrets are hidden for you. And when you understand that when I'm praying in the spirit, I have to listen. Because he just cracked a mystery open that I've been trying to find the answer for 42 years. See. Praying in the spirit. Maturing in the mysteries of God. Whatever hanging you up in life, there's a mystery to it. And God, listen to me, wants to give it to you right now. How many of y'all receive that? How many of y'all believe God big enough to unfold something you can't see? And so apostolically, the apostolic believer comes under a new government and open portals from heaven. We begin to pour out things that you thought you couldn't see and thought you couldn't do, thought you couldn't have, and places you thought you couldn't be, where you're genetically, grammatically, the surrounding you've been around have tell you you're bound to this area. But no, this is a brand new day for the church, that by revelation, illumination, inspiration, insight, overflow, you will begin to walk and live where your ancestors couldn't go. Normal church is over. Being a normal Christian is over. You're about to live an unusual life, walking in the revelation of the mysteries of God. God will show you hidden things, secret, about your children, about your grandchildren, about your job, about your next step, about your body, about your mind, whatever. Your down and out moment just went up and in. I receive something. Up and in. Because that's nothing can hold you anymore. This Bible you carry, that is God's mystery manual to show you how you're supposed to operate, how you're supposed to function. Nothing impossible. See, we've been quoting that scripture, but so many things been impossible because we didn't get the possible mystery. We didn't pray in tongue long enough. That don't mean you got to go on 2-3 hours either. Sometimes, got it. I keep praying, but I got the answer. I'm just thanking him and gracing him now while I'm calling on praying, but I just say 3 or 4 syllables and the answer came. Now you stand here, think you're in a regular service. I'm going to ask the Lord to let something extraordinary happen to you this week to confirm. You see what I'm saying? This thing need to be confirmed. The word without confirmation. Look, I'm going to ask the Lord to let you see something or do something. Are you fine? So you can have some proof that the Lord is in this house tonight. You are not here by accident. Why you come here tonight anyway? You're not here by no accident. God seen to it that you be here tonight to have this encounter and break all frustration and stagnation off of your life. If the frog is not going to hop, he got to die tonight. You understand what I'm saying? Now sit down, let me finish feeding you. Praying in the spirit, maturing. Say maturing. Now watch, the 2 words are important. Maturing in the mysteries of God. 1 Corinthians 2:9. But it's written. Here we go. Yep, we got to go beyond here. I'm trying to show you. Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart or the soul of man the things what God has prepared for them that love him. You got to go deeper than a little Bible lesson. You got to go deeper. Look what the next voice said, the 10th voice. But God has revealed. See that word reveal? Yes. Now, right, reveal, right there, right in that word, reveal in that word is maturity. Yes. Reveal in that word is mysteries. Yes. Reveal in that word is secrets. Yes. In that word is hidden thing. In the word reveal. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. John said a man can't receive nothing unless it's given to him from heaven. Yes. Then over in Matthew 11:27, it talks about another aspect of revelation. Before you can't have no rest unless you're living in revelation and not let television and what people say tell you how you're going to come out. When you're living in the mystery, you're in the bosom of God. You're in the hand of God. Man, my. You're in the care of God. But God has revealed them unto us by how? See, I'm in the spirit. I'm speaking unto God. So God now have a chance to reveal to me how to handle that. And to come get my new prisms, my new present. You got something else for me? The devil been holding back so long. For the spirit searches all things. Now you want to shout? The Holy Ghost will give me a voice when I say that. Go to John chapter 16, verse 13. When you know how to function in the mystery, you start eavesdropping in heaven. Every meeting that God and Jesus had, you have a seat. Because the Bible says we're seated with him in heavenly place. You have a seat and an audience to see how God would handle this. Eavesdropping. The Holy Ghost is an eavesdropper. He eavesdropped on what God is saying. Jesus was an eavesdropper. Jesus said, I don't do nothing but what I see my Father do or what I hear my Father say. So you have the ability to eavesdrop on heaven. If you're mature enough, you can hear what's going on, what God's saying about a situation. He'll let you in on it. You can't help nobody else. You can't help yourself. You got to start eavesdropping. People not going to trust you nothing too much if you're not producing nothing. You're just reading scripture to me. Talking about hallelujah. Bible says you should know them what body what? Fruit. Manifest something, God dog it. Don't keep telling me what I'm doing wrong. Manifest something. Then come back and talk to me. Get your doggone husband straight. Get your children straight. You won't come telling me, come back later when you get some manifestation yourself. You won't come here and tell me why my children are all wrong and all that. You ain't even got yourself straight. Why y'all listen to people like that anyway? Talking about their spiritual. Ain't nothing spiritual about being losing. Man trying to tell you how to pay your house for him, he ain't got his paid on. How you gonna tell you? What? Now, I'm hearing something from heaven. And don't get upset. But I don't care. You either living in the mysteries or you're living in the mud. And the Lord come to take you out of the mud. You know what mud do, right? Just mess everything all up, get all sticky. Some of y'all life's so sticky right now. It shouldn't be sticky in this church. You remember this church? Your life shouldn't be sticky. You shouldn't be wondering what I'm going to do next. Too much teaching coming in here. Too much revelation. And now you have an encounter with an apostolic mantle. That's the highest government. My. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, you with me?
Yes,
is come. Now you know he here, right?
Yes.
Everybody say the Holy Spirit is here.
Holy Spirit.
So whatever that voice is saying is already in action.
Amen.
Now watch here. He will guide you into what? All truth. Now notice what he says. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he eavesdrop on, he shall hear. That shall he speak so you can eavesdrop. And then he will show you things to come. Look at the next voice. Look at the next voice. Just for gravy. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive a mind and shall show it unto you. See, that's revelation. That's insight. That's illumination. That's walking in the mystery of God. Now, the mystery of God is not a mystery to God. See, the Bible said, you have overcome them, though, children, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. See? All right. You ready?
Yes,
Romans chapter 8, verse 26. I'm going to make a statement on this maturing factor. I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I feel like a growing. I feel like somebody growing out there. I feel like somebody. I'm not going to be, tell somebody, I'm not going to be puzzled no more in my life. I ain't. Because I'm connected to the Holy Ghost. What? Say what? I'm connected to the Holy Ghost, child. What? You out there watching by TV. Oh, my goodness. Child, you connected to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is constantly eavesdropping on what come out of the Father's mouth. You never have a situation the Father is not concerned about. You never have a situation that the Father don't give the answer for. You have to be in position to get that answer. Your life never puzzled a father as if he don't know what to do. Because if it don't exist, he can make it for you. Hallelujah.
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 So we have to stop just living on the message and step in the mystery. Oh, that was a good message. Yeah. What are they doing for you? You understand that statement? Huh? Praying in the spirit, listen, opens up a new world of spiritual insight about the will of God, about the will of God, and all the things that are already yours. I'm going to give you that again because you missed it. You missed it. You do not want to miss this, children. I'm not teaching. I'm prophesying. I'm imparting this to you. You're going to have this when you leave. You don't have to go study it. You're going to have it. But you got to listen. You got to listen. No, I'm putting this in you. I'm putting this on you. You understand? By the grace of God that's on my life. So I'm not just making some statement for you to go write down, put a little red right by the, on the line and circle and all that stuff, put it pink, green. No! When you draw your chair up to the table in the dining room and the pots are smelling and somebody come along with a tray with some food on it, you don't say, hooray, hooray, to add a tray. You say, hey, stop by here. I want some of that. Right? And you eat it, right? That's what you got to do with spiritual things. You can't talk about a Bible study or a little session. Ooh, that was some nice. No. Eat. Be stronger. Be better off when you leave here tonight. Are you seeing this? Oh my, because I got to read this to you again. I can't get much to y'all tonight because y'all ain't catching on fast enough. I'm only on my second major point. See, the first one I told you, it is time for you to move beyond just the history of Christ, of God, but to begin to walk in the mystery, secrets, oh my God, secrets of the spirit realm. Secrets of the spirit realm. God want to reveal to you secrets of the spirit realm. Once you get the secret of the spirit realm, all natural things, all demonical things must bow to you. Secrets of the spirit realm. Say it. I'm going back to point one because I want to make sure you got it. Secret. You have the divine right to walk in the secrets of the spirit realm. Let me say it another way. Maybe it'll foster better. You have the divine right to walk in the knowing of God. Amen. You have the divine right to have what God knows. Yes. In every situation. You got it?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. The spiritual realm. When you walk in mysteries, you're walking in the realm of the spirit. A realm where nothing is impossible. A realm where nothing can defeat you. A realm where nobody can stop you. A realm where nobody can block you. Oh, somebody say hallelujah, man.
Hallelujah.
Good God Almighty. Stop listening at your ugly cousin and listen at the Lord. They come call the pastor and we'll have a family reunion and talk about how bad it is. Buy a whole lot of cheap stuff and try to feed it to you. The meat that they left on the truck when they left the market. Talking about saving something. God ain't worried about no saving. God wants you to live the good life.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Praying in the spirit, open up a new world of spiritual insight. Say spiritual insight.
Spiritual insight.
Three times.
Spiritual insight.
Now watch what it's about now. About the will of God. Come on, children. Spiritual insight about the will of God. Not just spiritual insight, but about the will of God. He said, if you're willing and obedient, what do you say will happen to you? Yeah, so when you get that insight, you're ready to eat the good of the land. Huh? Now watch what it say. Watch what it say. Watch what it say. Oh, my goodness. Watch what it say. Praying in the spirit, open up a new world of spiritual insight about the will of God. And, now listen, class, listen. All things that are already yours. Now, here's what Romans 8:26-28 trying to unwind. I'm gonna give you a scripture that is trying to unwind. I want you to connect it. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. It's already yours. Say, it's already mine. Everything you see in the book, everything you're praying about, everything the word of God promised is already yours. Christ already prayed. It's already mine. So stop asking and begin to claim. Ask one time. Y'all been asking over and over again. Ask one time and claim is mine. Call things that be not as though they were because they are. When are you going to claim it? When you see it? You start the transaction all over again. Lord, I talked to you about it. Would you do this for me? It's already done, child. Now claim it. I got to bring it through the demonic world to get it to you. Like Daniel prayed, I've been trying to get it to you ever since you asked for it. But you keep messing up and go back as if I didn't send it. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. When he says heavenly places, he's talking about places of revelation, places of insight, places of illumination, places that the Holy Spirit has to show you. You got it? But you're already yours. Everything this book said, every promise is already yours. You see it? Now, let me point out one thing to you, another thing to you. Because I got these 100-something ministers I got to talk to in a few minutes. You know, I got to explain to them about five voices. So I know you don't want to go home. You're just out of your mind. You leave here. Just go on to your house. You ain't heard nothing I said. Now, there in Romans 8:26, give me Romans 8:26 in the Amplified Bible. Because I want the class to see this. Now, based on that statement I just give you, I'm going to read this verse, you will see. So too, the Holy Spirit come to our aid and bear us up in our weakness, for we do not know what prayer, y'all switching up on them now, what's prayer to heaven, what prayer to offer, nor how to offer it worthily as we ought. But the Spirit himself goes to meet our supplication and plead in our behalf with unspeakable yawning and groaning too deep for utterance. Go to the next verse. Get this now. Because we're talking about praying in the Spirit. Go to the next verse. And he who searches the heart or searches the soul of man know what is in the mind. What's in the mind of the Holy Spirit? So I can say this. Can I, Lord? When you are praying in the Spirit, you're praying the mind of the Holy Spirit. Glad like you already knew that. When you're praying in the Spirit, you're praying the mind of the Holy Spirit. What is the mind of the Holy Spirit? The mind of Christ, the mind of God, and the mind of the Holy Spirit is the same. So God, in praying, is give us his mind. Give us Jesus' mind. Give us the Holy Spirit mind and pray us right into it. Yes, sir. You know something that the Holy Spirit is telling me now? Y'all interfere too much. That's why God got to give you a language you don't understand. It bypass your doubt, your questions, your fear, your uncertainty, your hesitation. So you can't interfere with it. Come on, thank Jesus for that. Yeah, because you know if we understood, we just interfere. I was sitting on my porch. Got some men doing some work at my house. I'd been there about 45 minutes talking to the Lord. I sat on the porch and praying. I had my Bible, got a table. This man come and they're going to my house. They got to put some things on their foot, you know. You just can't go at my house and work. You got to put something on your foot so you can't track my house. My wife ain't got to be coming behind you. So one man sat on the step and put his thing on his foot. The other man, my wife rocker said to him, he's sitting in the rocker. I said, okay, here we go. So he put the thing on his foot. Then he thought, hey, what you reading? I said, Corinthians. I'm reading in Corinthians. I'm getting ready for the night, you know, he said. He said, my granddaddy moved to, I see this man ain't sitting there telling me about his granddaddy. I don't want to know about his granddaddy, I'm in the Spirit. So I said, sir, you come here to work. Stop interfering me with this stuff here. Go on the house and do your job. So he came back out to get some part. So he had to put his shoes on again, put his thing on, took them off, then put them on again. He sat in the rocker. I'm praying in tongues. He said, "You're praying in the spirit, aren't you?" I said, "Sir, you don't interrupt nobody praying in the spirit to talk to him." Saul, the third round. The man who did my driveway so happened to be a member of my son who went home to be the Lord's church. So when I talk to him, I'm giving him insight to know what happened. I'm talking to him. He getting enlightened. The Lord giving revelation. Some of the revelation I'm going to give out tonight. And he over there putting his thing. I said, "Sir, shut up." I said, "I don't want no more out of you." I said, "Because I'm going to send him home in a few minutes. I'm going to call his boss and get him off my property. This is disrespectful. Don't y'all let anybody do anything they want to do around you. Y'all don't be scared. Stop them." I would tell you more, but you can't handle it. I'm a close. Praying in the spirit opened up a new world of spiritual insight about the will of God and all things that are already yours. And what I want you to do, that thing you've been praying about, I want you to claim it. And I want you every day to say, "Lord, thank you. I got it. Thank you, Lord. It worked out. It worked out, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you." That's all you do. "Lord, I praise you and thank you for it." I'm just thanking for it. I praise you, Lord. Come here and get this straight, man. Praise you, Lord. I got a new shirt on, it's acting up a little bit. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
You can't have them. I just told you to put the... Let me give you one more and then I'll close. Now, you see Romans 8:26? I need to read that. Romans 8:26. Did I read it true? Because it comes to the verse, the 28th verse, it comes to the point that all things work together for good for them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. So God's will is in there, the mind of the spirit, God's purpose is in there, in that mystery unfold to you. The way the world system is turning, we cannot afford to walk in the senses only. Jude, go to Jude quickly. Jude, verse 19 and 20. The way the world system is turning, we cannot, look at me, Sam. We cannot afford to walk in academic, science, political thoughts any farther. We're going to have to walk in the spirit. We are going to have an answer when the world said there is no answer. Hallelujah. Now you see that Jude 19, these be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the spirit. Trick bag, that boy. Sensual. I'm real, I watch them sometimes. They're talking with all the eloquence, you know. I said, broke at the Ten Commandments. Just running their mouth of what they're going to do and calling big names out, you know. I'll be in the restaurant sometime and the guy walk up, you got a pretty nice suit on, you know, average. And then he go running his mouth and trying to tell me how much he know. And all I hear is rattling. Two kind of rattling. Rattling and rattlesnake. You have to know that rattle when you hear shh. They're talking like they're with you. But if you turn one inch, you turn your head one, they're going to bite you. Because they don't like you. Because your success is showing their failure. All right, go to the 20th verse. Go to the 20th verse. Y'all better take this. Y'all better take this from the Lord. I'm trying to close. But ye, beloved, oh my, building up yourself on your most holy faith, how? praying in the Holy Ghost. That's enough. I'll finish it. I'll finish the next round. That's enough. That's enough. That's enough. All right. All right. That's enough.